Harper Audio presents None of the Above by I.W. Gregorio, performed by Caitlin Davies. For Joe, because I know you would love me no matter what my chromosomes were. And for O and G, I hope that you are never afraid to fall. Chapter 1. Dawn is my favorite time of day. There's something sacred about being awake when the rest of the world is sleeping, when the sky is just turning toward the light, and you can still hear the sounds of night before the engines and conversations of the day drown them out. When I start out on an early morning run, there's a clarity to the world, a sense that it belongs to me. The morning before homecoming, I met Sam at the bottom of my driveway as usual. He had started to warm up, his breath coming out in puffs, visible in the chilly late autumn air. He looked serious, almost solemn as he stretched, but when he saw me, his face lit up, and he leaned in for a kiss. For a moment, everything felt perfectly still. Then we were off. Over hundreds of runs, Sam and I had established a rhythm, a pace that we no longer had to think about, as if we were running to the same internal song. Sam pulled back his stride a little to match mine, and I stretched out just a bit to match his. On some days, it seemed like we even breathed in sync. We didn't talk much at first, not until we got to our 1 mile mark, the entrance to Gordon Park. Normally, Sam's as much of a stickler about routine as I am, so it surprised me when he kept on the paved trail instead of running through the uneven paths in the woods. Last thing you need is to bust your ankle, too. Tell me about it, I said. It had been